Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me is the gentlest, the most unambitious of monarchs. His voice mouths soothing words of peace and righteousness, and yet every fiber of my being recoils at the lust for power which pervades the very atmosphere around him. It's Ben.
Yes, we fucking did it. Oh, that's the one I was hoping for. Dude, that fucking quote's been living rent-free in my brain. Oh, man. I am the gentlest, the most unambitious of monarchs. What does he say to the fucking poor bastard who stumbles into him? I forget that.
You dared lay a hand upon the sacrosanct person of your lord and master?
It's me.
Worthless, insufferable clod.
It's me.
You know what this means?
Not the ultimate punishment. Oh my god. It's so fucking good. I can't believe that the thing that I was looking the least forward to reading stayed in my mind the most as far as dialogue goes. You were right though. I fucking skimmed at best whenever anyone else was talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what Reed Richards is saying.
No, it's not important. But everything Doom has to say is fucking gold.
Everything Doom, literally everything he says is fucking incredible. Like, man, it's so good. Oh, what a fucking read. We read some Doom comics. Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
There was Peril and I forget the names of all of them. Peril and the Power was one.
The Peril and the Power, which is technically only the name of issue 60, but we read like the issues leading up to that one of original Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
This copyright does not tell me what year that comic came out. I think it's 60s.
That's
and then correct. we read a short Doctor Doom story from Astonishing Tales 8, which sets up the idea of Doctor Doom trying to rescue his mother's soul from hell every year is a thing he does. And then we read Doctor Strange and Doctor Doom Triumph and Torment by Roger Stern and Mike Mignola, which is about Doctor Doom and Doctor Strange rescuing Doctor Doom's mother from hell.
Yeah. Shit's good. You forgot to mention that the way he tries to rescue his mother from hell is by battling demons every year. If he wins, he gets her back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's great.
And then in Triumph and Torment, it's literally Mephisto instead of just vague demons.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, that shit was good. They had some of the Mephisto shit, the panels, like, whew,
mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
Mike Mignola is good at art.
Yeah. Also, just the, I like the first bit, like the ancient one or whatever. Mm-hmm. That stuff was pretty fun. I like that kind of shit. And then the sorcerer competition and stuff. And the reveal of like, no, you don't get a boon granted. You have to grant a boon.
You're the sorcerer supreme now. It's your responsibility.
for anyone who is left standing. So this guy. Hello, hello, hello. I would never do that. Oh, no, it's not optional.
I fucking love that, like, Dr. Doom is, like, the second best sorcerer in the world.
Yeah, dude. The fact that he's the second best and, like, he handicapped himself. He fucking took off his he deactivated his gauntlets or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's great. That's very funny.
Uh,
Also, I like the it's nothing like novel, but like the twist of like, oh, maybe if you didn't fucking start blasting immediately, like you could have just asked. That's I like that kind of shit. It's fun. Because like they immediately all immediately were like, so anyway, I started blasting. Just fucking all of them, like just launching.
Yeah, man. Gotta launch. What else are you doing?
You gotta... What am I learning? Healing magic? Fireball.
Exactly.
Also, is it part of the... I was wondering this as we read, and I think I've asked this before, at least it's come up, maybe not in the podcast. Is it part of the bit that, like, Dr. Doom barely looks fucking injured and yet thinks he's horrifically misfigured? Or is it just the art of the time?
No, he's fucked up. But okay. The thing is, he wasn't fucked up. I don't know. I don't know if this is when this idea came in, but like the idea that then comes around is, he made the mask to cover his horrible visage when his face wasn't really that fucked up. Like, it had, like, a scar. But then he put the superheated mask on his face, like, immediately and really fucked up his face.
Yeah. No, that's what I was wondering. Because, like, obviously that bit happened. But, like, before he's like, my disfigurement. And I'm like, my guy, you got, like, a scar.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not that, but your face looks pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
You spent all that time on the fucking suit. You couldn't invent plastic surgery? I don't know. But no, I was just wondering if that was like part of the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, if he's not perfect, then he has to be the
Why
worst.
Fucking
right?
bother.
The yeah. most ugly. it's that kind of hubris, man.
Yeah, dude. Seeing the contrast between like Doom in the old comic where he's like, I will fucking end you immediately for touching me, versus like the, obviously we didn't see much of it, so this is coming with like my impression, but it was interesting to see like the impression that you that I as a unexperienced reader get is that he actually does have the country of people or whatever, the kingdom of people that do love him and he provides for them and shit, but like, yeah, he says like it in return for their unquestioning loyalty, like if they step out of line they'll probably get blapped, but if they don't, the implication is that they're gonna be provided for. I don't know, it's interesting seeing that dynamic.
It's a comic that we're probably not gonna cover just because as like a story it's not, as like a comic, it's not great. But the best part in it is that Doom successfully takes over the world and he fixes everything. He's great at it. And see, then he's like, this is boring. This sucks, though.
Yeah.
That comic exists.
I mean, like...
He, like, solves world hunger.
See, I like, that sounds fun as hell.
The problem is it's like about Wonder Man.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. It was fun seeing Doom like win again, I guess, in his fashion. It was it was funny that like this time it was like, you know, he did the double cross, but like for a good thing as opposed to the other comic.
Uh-huh. Well, I like that his mother gets freed from hell because she no longer loves him.
Yeah, dude, that shit was like the end where Doctor
That's
Strange
great.
Was like, yeah. No, that shit's incredible. Like, what a fucking
like
play.
Like, but he freed his mother's soul from hell, and he's not beholden to anyone for it.
He fucking won. I don't know, man. Dr. Doom is fucking great. I have a good track record with that guy.
He's got that big belt.
Fucking yeah. Big old belt. Man, seeing him walk around with the silver surfboard in the old comic is pretty
so
there's the
good.
Panel of him just holding it like a surfer, like standing up. Yeah, I'm like, man, this is pretty good. I got to see your profile picture lore.
Uh-huh.
Which was like
the thing reading about a ghost story book. He's like, I wonder if ghosts are real.
And the hand gets on him and he loses it.
He freaks out.
Pretty good.
Stretcho would definitely make me hang out in a haunted house. He gets to say "Socket to me, baby."
Yeah. Yeah.
He calls himself a big, beautiful slob.
I mean, he also called, what does he call himself? Like an ugly lump of useless whatever. I don't
ugly,
know.
Ugly, good for nothing, orange skin, meathead.
Gotta be more
talk
confident.
Himself up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's a little bit of pain to a big, beautiful slob like you?
Yeah. You also got to say it's clobbering time.
That is
twice.
The thing he says. He says that a lot.
I don't give a shit at him saying it. But I was imagining, like, I don't know. I came across it the first time, like, the kids are probably losing their mind at this. Like, they were like, yeah, it's fucking clobbering time.
Hell yeah. They're watching The Thing and the Flintstones Variety Hour. Which was a programming block that existed.
Incredible.
The Thing cartoon and the Flintstones.
I mean, it's like peanut butter and jelly, dude. It's right. It's so obvious.
Good commercials for that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I like Dr. Doom getting fucking jacked on cosmic power when he's fighting the Thing.
Oh, yeah. He's huge.
He's fucking thick.
Yeah, dude. Like, he says he'll get the power or whatever, and then he's like, what if I look strong as well? I love how he fucking... The old, like... I still do not like the... I mean, Doom's dialogue was great. His everything he said was highly readable. But when everyone else was talking, I was like, this is... I still don't like this.
Yeah, fair.
Like, there's so much text. But I love the silliness of, like, how shit goes down. Like, how does Doom trick the Silver Surfer? He's like, I'm gonna convince him that I'm peaceful and all this other stuff. It's like, okay, that makes sense. That's logical. And then it's not, like, going as fast as he wants. He's like, I'm gonna show that bitch stars. He loves stars. And then it, like, turns on a picture of space, and the Silver Surfer is like, oh, it's so nice. Like, it's just too good. That kind of silliness is very endearing.
Never before has anyone human being been as totally supreme, as invincibly superior as I.
God, it's so good, dude.
I also just think that I just love the art
in the
draws Doom,
the old one, Peril and Power.
Yeah,
dude, he looked great. There was like one wonky shot, and other than that, there was like the close up of like his eyes in a panel.
Hell yeah!
I was like, ooh.
I love those eyes.
Yeah,
I love those eyes. They're fucked up.
But no, it was solid. It was funny. It was funny, honestly, with the dialogue. Just because I was enjoying Doom so much, it felt like two different things. Like, Doom felt like Doom. Like, from the other shit. And then everyone else feels like they're 20 years behind. Like, he feels like he's written more modern somehow.
No, like, Doom just, he feels fully formed. It's wild. It's like, yes, this is perfect. Just keep this exactly.
Yeah.
This no notes. whereas a lot of the other, like, the way you're writing Sue Storm, a lot of notes. A lot of notes on that one.
Yeah. Man, there was also that stuff with, it was completely unrelated, but I'm like, this is pretty cool with, who the hell was the, like, sea lion story? Guy who can't talk. Black Bolt. Black who? Bolt?
Black Bolt.
Black Bolt. It's like, it's not Adam. That's a different character.
Fuck, why am I... I'm forgetting on the like, specifics of his full name.
I assume
Black...
Wow, fake fan. Jeez.
Yeah. You say what you were going to say.
I mean, I thought that was cool. Like, I know nothing about this asshole. Like, and this stuff with his brother or whatever. Like, that's stupid. When he wasn't able to talk and he's, like, gesturing, I'm like, that's kind of funny. But then I was hit with the reveal that, like, maybe I assume, picking up on just the vibes, like, it seems like he can't talk because if he fucking opens his mouth, like, shit happens.
Like, yes, you get that three panel, so powerful.
You get that three panel thing of him opening his mouth and there's no dialogue boxes, then shit starts to crumble. I'm like, that's fucking cool. I got no idea what's going on, but this is neat.
This is Blackagar Boltagon. That's his name.
Of course. Naturally. That's, you know, I was thinking it. You know, you meet someone named Tim, you're like, it's probably like Thomas or something, right? You know? Maybe Timothy, but like, that was right there.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that thing was a cool bit that was otherwise unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun.
Yeah, it's good. There's that Doom panel that I also have as a emote in the Discord.
I need to go check. I'm sure I'll recognize it. There's so many emotes. Yeah. Him like looking up a little, the tilted head.
Yeah.
That shit's good.
His head is tilted up, but he's looking down.
Yeah, that's solid. Oh, it was a stacked comic for panels, dude.
Yeah. Jack Kirby, he was good at doing certain things extremely well.
There was it was pretty funny. Looking through, was there just the one note, like the editor's note or something, in that? I think there were
a couple.
Okay. There was the one that was like something that the thing like messed up Doom's hand, and there was like the little note. Yeah. It was like, happened a zillion issues ago when we were all like, what, I forget, if, like, fresh and bright eyed or whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm like, yo, a note that actually matters to me. Because half the time we're reading so much stuff that like I read all the things that the notes are referring to. Uh-huh. I'm like just bop and bop, but this time they didn't even give an issue number. So I'm like, that's a dope note.
Bright eye and bushy tailed.
There was the,
and also the, there's what the note on the page before that where he's like, do yourself, department, you figure out what sound effect should be in this pedal. don't let us down. Signed, Trust in Stan.
I was thinking of the one I just thought of was the one on the particle decelerator, accelerator, whatever, the molecule thing. He's like, we, you know, don't think about it too much. Nerd.
I love Marvel editor's notes.
Dude, it was pretty good.
Like, don't take it that seriously. Come on, have fun.
Yeah. And I mean, it was fun. The shit that's happening is fun.
Mm-hmm. That's the important thing.
I don't know about reading more comics, but I can certainly skim more.
Hell yeah, dude.
Get the fucking gist. I mean, with those ones too, I think at that point, maybe it's not like they were dealing with topics that were like super complex. Like, I can figure out what's going on I can get like three words out of a 80 word long bubble and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's how I'd read comics as a kid. Like, the words are only as useful as they're interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I watched
and the modern comics have like figured that out in a way where like there's just like way fewer words generally.
Yeah.
I was actually
wondering. I had a what if scenario because I mean maybe it was a thing that happened at some point. Like if you took the style of modern comics in that they use less words, they show more and tell less, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you like plop that back in an old comic in the 60s, like, do you think it would be received well? Or do you think people would be like, this is garbage, where's the text? Or would people naturally be like, yo, this is pretty sick, if all else was equal? Obviously the plots and shit differ a bit, but like,
yeah, I think it would have been fine.
Okay. I don't know. Just the thought.
I'm not sure.
I do think. I mean,
kids are basically buying the comics based on the cover anyway. I don't know.
That's how I'm doing comics. I mean, even the shit with Black Bolt, I was like, "Yo, that's fucking cool." I know nothing.
Yeah.
I was pissed when we did. I'm gonna fuck up the name again. Dark Metal, Black Metal, Metal Black, Metal Dark, Metal something.
Dark Knight's Metal.
Ugh. Terrible. I was like kind of peeved when we like just got the Voltron shit in media res, and like I was like, I want to do this. That looks sick.
Yeah.
Shit just pops, you know. Yeah, man. Very, very fun time. And it's been a while since we've done a comic, it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a while since we did anything, but yeah.
I mean, it's been even longer since we did a comic, I think. And I've been like
yeah.
I've been doing like manga and stuff on my own, but honestly, since falling off of Star Wars a little bit, and then I mean, I do have a bunch of like, I have all the Conan and Red Sonja stuff to go through. But I was going through like Warlord, and so I had like some things that I was kind of checking out on my own, and I'm in between all of that or done with it. So like,
I'm
not doing any comics really without the salt push.
Yeah. There's still like, we're going to get some more comic stuff.
Yeah. No, it's not that we don't have any planned. Like,
yeah. But we still have to finish. Like, I kind of want to get to Justice League before doing more DC stuff. Although there is some stuff we can do.
Like, can do All-Star Superman. I want to fucking get back to our watching and stuff.
Yeah. One thing at a time.
No, or everything.
Three things at a time.
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
Please, no.
Do it all.
One thing of every type at once.
yeah, there you go. One of each.
I'm not going to stack three TV shows on top of each other, though.
Oh, God, that would be... That's out of all the types of things you could stack, that might be the worst.
Yeah.
Like, I could do... If we, like, for some reason decided to roll, like... two movie nights in a week, I think I could. I mean, time allowing, I'd be fine with that. Mm-hmm. But like doing a bunch of shows at once would be or reading a bunch of comics. No. Like, I could be fine with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But unfortunately, a lot of the stuff that I really want to get to is TV stuff. So that just, you can only do that at a certain pace.
Yeah.
Can't push that.
I could, that's not true at all. All of the kids these days are watching their shit at 2x speed.
Oh, God. Nightmare.
Watching Justice League as intended.
I can't.
Dude, I can't do it either. There's been like three things in my life that I've watched at double speed, and it's because the person was speaking so fucking slow that turning it to mm-hmm. double like made it sound normal, legitimately.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm like, ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
Kids.
I guess there's some some podcasts where I was like, you're talking too slow, or I could have turned it up, but
yeah. No, I think stuff where it's like pure talking is more acceptable. Like sometimes Anya will be listening to like a analyst or something, and she'll crank it up a little because like it is just talking. And if it's like an hour long thing or something, I get it. I don't get like throwing on a movie and being like, I don't got time.
If I'm doing something for pleasure, I want to fucking enjoy it. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, or else I could just turn it off and do something else. There are other things to do if, like, I want to do this at twice.
No, dude. You need to, because you need to consume that content faster so you can get to new content.
Oh.
Well, I'll clarify. In Anya's case, I think it's because she wants, like, daily, like, political wartime.
Sure.
Nonsense updates, and she wants to get that information, but like she doesn't need to fucking make a day of it or whatever.
Yeah, no, I get
that. That I get, but like her little brother, on the other hand. Oh. It's fine. The kids are all right. They're fine. It's whatever. I'm not gonna watch Justice League at double speed.
It couldn't be me.
It couldn't. Yeah, it couldn't be me.
No. Anyway, that's a podcast.
Yeah.
Salt Circle Podcast, gmail.com, Salt Circle Pod on Twitter, anchor.fm, Salt Circle. Although that might stop working soon. I'm unclear. YouTube.com/@Salt Circle.
Yeah. Good times.
Peace.